Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 44. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track from Seattle's Taco Cat. The song is called The Joke of Life, and it's on the band's new album, This Mess is a Place. It came out May 3rd on Sub Pop Records. Like other bands in the genre, this one seems a little more mature than the last few albums, a little more pop, a little less pop punk, which makes it a little less interesting to me, but I think probably a little more interesting to a wider audience, and this band certainly deserves to be heard by as many people as possible. I got music for you this week. I'm going to play it for you because, well, that's why you're here. This is Brad Marino with the track Come On, Come On, Come On. keeping it in high gear there with the revved up CJ Ramone. The song is called This Town, and it's on the new album, The Holy Spell, which came out May 10th on Fat Records. That is a good solo record. It has a little bit of everything, some rock and roll, some pop punk, some little bit of, maybe rootsy, almost Americana rock happening in there as well. And that's what a solo record will do for you. Before that, we heard from Jeff Palmer with the song All the Hits. That's on his album, Pulling Out All the Stops, which came out May 31st on Rum Bar Records, or Start Dumb Records, one of them vinyl, one of them CD, but I forget which is which at this point. It is a solo record as well. You may know Jeff from his work with The Connection or The Queers or other bands, but this one is just solidly pop-punk all the way through and a very good record. And then we started that set off with Jeff Marino with the song Come On, Come On, Come On. That's on his album, Extra Credit, which came out April 19th on Rum Bar Records. Also a member of The Connection, and also a solo record that contains, a little bit of variance, not quite as much as that CJ album. But there's lots of different things on there, lots of different songwriters, but most of it in the power pop sort of vein. So, I'm a fan. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works at this point. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, more music for you now. This is The Romantics with Tell It to Carrie.
Oh, and I, oh, carry light on you, girl. And an alligator, baby, cruising up the Nile. Yeah, I call you Zephyr, cause you're fun. Look up in the sky, thought I saw a shooting star. Look up in the sky, thought I saw a shooting star. Look up in the sky, thought I saw a shooting star. Well, if that don't get you, you could ride inside my car.
That much rock and roll. That is Baby Grand with the song Zephyr, originally recorded between, I don't know, 75, 77, something like that, as a demo, never released officially. That band never went anywhere. Instead, its members reformed as The Church, though, and gave us a number of post-punk and alternative hits, including Under the Milky Way. I first heard that on the All the Young Druids compilation, came out February 1st of this year on Cherry Red Records. That's on the second disc. You heard a track from the first last week, and guess what? Next week, you'll hear a track from the third and final disc. And speaking of compilations, before that, we heard from the Romantics with the song Tell It to Carrie. I picked that up on a curious little album called Midwest Pop Explosion, released on Quark Records in 1980. I think there's four songs by the Romantics on there, and I think they were all on an EP that was released in 1979, but they paired them up with some tracks from Stiv Bators, from Holly and the Italians, and gave us this weird little promotional, or I guess not really promotional, in that, you know, it was actually for sale, but a promotional in that trying to promote this skinny tie power pop revolution. And, you know, I'm a big fan of that one. So that track there, I think originally maybe 79, even though it was a 78 single as well, and I'm not sure which version is actually on this, but anyway, an interesting little piece of vinyl to pick up, and I paid probably too much for it after looking at Discogs and seeing it's much cheaper than I thought, but I hadn't seen it before, and there I go. Anyway, I'm out of time here. I should stop rambling and let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 44. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media site, including Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, a few things coming up here. On the 12th of June, you've got Casket Lottery playing at the Riot Room. On the 14th, Appleseed Cast at Boulevardia. Lots of other bands as well, but that one interests me. Potty Mouth is coming to the Mini Bar on the 18th. Dave House is playing at Riot Room on the 20th. On the 22nd, Abandoned Bells are playing at the Brick. Haven't seen them in a while. Flipper is coming to the Record Bar. No idea even who Flipper is nowadays, but that might be an interesting show. Looking into July a little bit, July 5th, we've got Bill Callahan at the Lawrence Library. The 6th, heading to Heart or playing at the Starlights. Priests are coming to Record Bar on the 9th. And on the 14th, you've got the Beths coming to Record Bar. And that should be enough to excite anybody. Looking at the website, a few things have popped up there. There are photos, videos, and such of the Via Luna, Le Grand, Oxford Remedy, and Augie Birch show. And there are also photos and videos out there of that Brandon Phillips and the Conditions, Sluts, and Dead Voices show. Still working on some other shows as well, but things are popping up there slowly. Anyway, let's go ahead and wrap things up. I got one last track for you, and it is from that Le Grand release show. The new EP is called Plastic Jazz, and it just came out May 10th on BLKC Records. I know nothing about that label, but maybe I'll see what I can find out. The song is called Fat Thing, and it is an interesting track, maybe the most, I don't know, maybe not the most rock song on the album, but maybe the most math rock. It's a lot of prog in here, and a lot of jazz as well. An interesting thing that either will give you a headache or make you think, wow, that is amazing. So you tell me, which one does it work for you? This is Le Grand. The song is called Fat Thing. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.